24강 가정, 직장 생활 예제 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Lisa, is everything ready for the Wednesday meeting with the French buyers?
Yes, except for the lunch reservation, Mr. Williams. I just need to check again the number of people coming to lunch.
It hasn't changed. There will be 5 people in all.
1번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jasmine, our monthly club meeting is next Friday, right?
Yes, but I can't come this time. I have to attend my grandfather's retirement ceremony.
He's been working at that Italian restaurant for a long time, hasn't he?
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Dad, where is Mom? I haven't seen her this morning.
She left for the airport early in the morning to pick up your aunt.
Oh, right. Today is the day Auntie Mary is coming to visit us. When is she going to arrive?
3번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Isabella, can I ask you something?
Sure, go ahead.
I'm wondering how I can help my daughter, Ruby, to improve her language skills and creativity.
Have you tried reading books together or reading them to her?
Yes, but it didn't really work.
Then why don't you tell her your family stories?
Why? Do you think that'd be helpful for her?
Yeah, it pretty much has the same effect as reading books to her.
Really? She can improve her language skills and creativity just by listening to family stories?
Sure. Reading to children has educational benefits, of course, but so does sharing tales from the past.
I see. Thank you for your advice. I'll give it a try.
4번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Charlie speaking.
Hello, Charlie. This is Tracy Johnson from 304 North Street. Sorry for calling so late.
No problem. Is there something wrong with the house?
Yes, the heater stopped working and it's freezing in here.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Did you try calling the service center?
Yes, but they must be closed for tonight. There is no answer. That's why I had to call you at this time.
Okay, I'll come over to your place and have a look now.
Do you think you'll be able to fix it?
I'll have to see, but I've fixed several problems with that heater before.
Oh, that's right. You used to live here before I started renting it from you.
Yes, hopefully I can fix it. I'll be there soon.
Okay, thanks. See you soon.
5번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Honey, look at this picture of the new lounge at my office.
Wow, it's like a campsite with the tent in the middle.
Yeah, we can work or rest in it.
It looks like this man in the tent is sleeping. Are you allowed to sleep during working hours?
Yes, as long as we get our work done.
That's great. Oh, is this tree standing in front of the window real?
Yes, it is. I like to sit on this massage chair next to the tree.
It sounds relaxing.
It really is. What do you think of this area on the right?
Oh, I like it. It looks like a good place to have a snack. Does the table always have that basket full of fruit on it?
It does. That's one of the reasons everyone at work loves having this lounge.
I can understand why. It must be a good place to relax. I bet everyone is happier and more productive because of it.
Hi,
Stephen. I'm back.
Oh, hi, Amy. How was your business trip to Italy?
It went really well. I made some good business deals with the olive oil company.
That's great news. Congratulations.
Thanks. I owe a lot of the success to you, Stephen. I wouldn't have been able to make it without your research data and materials about the company.
Hey, we're all on the same team, so you must have a lot of paperwork piled up.
Not really. I'd finished most of it before I left for Italy.
Then why did you come back to work today? I thought you weren't going to come back until next Monday.
I want to finish writing the report for the trip today. I have no idea how to write it. This was my first business trip.
Don't worry. It's not that difficult. I can show you some of my old reports if you want.
That'd be great. Thanks, Stephen.
Hello?
Mom, it's me.
Alex, I called you this afternoon.
Sorry, Mom. I missed your call.
That's okay. Your grandmother came here for the dinner tonight. You know, for the family gathering.
Of course. Oh, she was in the hospital last week. Is she okay?
Yes. She just hurt her arm a little. She feels better now.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah. Dinner starts at 7 p.m. When are you planning to be home?
I'm afraid I'll be late for dinner. Something is wrong with my car. The engine won't start.
Oh, I hope there's nothing serious with the car. Have you called for help?
Yes. I'm waiting for a mechanic. I'll leave as soon as it's fixed.
Okay. Drive safely.
8번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Honey, could you come and help me for a second?
Sure. What's up?
I'm looking for some portable electric hot packs for us and the kids on this online store.
Good idea. Let's find one together.
I found these two types. This large one is $80 and the small one is $60. Which one do you think would be better?
The bigger one, I think. It'll last longer.
I agree. Let's buy two of them. I wonder how much shipping costs.
Oh, it says here it's free. Since we're spending more than $100, we don't have to pay the usual $5 shipping fee.
That's good. I'll order them right now.
Wait, be sure to use our family dream card. We get a 10% discount with it.
Great. I'll pay with that right away.
David,
have you heard about our company's teamwork slogan contest?
Yeah, I saw the poster about it today. The contest is supposed to help enhance the teamwork of each department in our company.
It should be fun. Each department will submit a slogan, and they'll be judged on creativity. Slogans must be fewer than 7 words.
When is the submission deadline? I forgot.
It's June 23rd. Do you have any good ideas for our slogan?
How about this? Together, everyone achieves more. It represents the meaning of team.
What a great idea using team as an acronym. Maybe we can win with that.
When will the winning department be announced?
They'll be announced on July 3rd.
I see. Let's share my idea with the others.
Okay.
Sippon. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택한 강좌를 고르시오.
What are you looking at, Mom?
This is a flyer for the Kids Sports Center. I think you should take one of these sports classes.
Great! Let's choose one of them.
You have your piano lesson at 4 p.m. on Friday, so you can't take this class.
Okay. One of the others would be better.
I think this class is too long for you. It's for 3 hours.
All right. I'll choose from among these 3 classes then. How about this one? It has the smallest class size.
That's true, but I don't think you'll like it. You don't like playing in the water, do you?
You're right. Then I have 2 classes left. I like team sports better.
Sounds good. And it's cheaper.
Okay, Mom. I'll take this one.
11번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Paul, do you know what this Saturday is?
Sure. It's Mom and Dad's 25th wedding anniversary.
Oh, you remembered.
Of course. It's such a special occasion.
Do you have any good gift ideas?
I've been thinking, but I haven't come up with anything yet. How about you?
Same here. I thought of buying them personalized mugs, but they already have so many mugs.
We need to get them something really memorable. It would be nice to buy them presents that remind them of when they were young.
How about buying them something for young couples?
That's a good idea. Why don't we buy them a pair of couple watches?
12번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 오스틴이 캐런에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Austin works for a computer engineering company. He drives to work every morning, which takes about 40 minutes. He'd like to commute by taking public transportation like the subway to save money on gas. But there is no subway station near his home. Today, he has lunch with Karen, one of his coworkers. She says she lives in Carroll County, very close to his house, and drives by herself to work every day. After hearing this, Austin thinks they could both save money by driving together. Now he wants to suggest his idea to Karen. In this situation, what would Austin most likely say to Karen?